Good afternoon, Wrangell. It's a little after 1 p.m. and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. After a bit of a hiatus from the show, we are back. Today's guest is the Salvation Army's Lieutenant John Tollerud. Welcome, Lieutenant Tollerud.
Hi, good to be here.
Thanks so much for coming on. And
no problem.
Just for our audience, you can call in anytime to ask a question or say hi. That number is 874-2345. All right, Lieutenant Tollerud, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Great. That is so good to hear. I guess, first of all, I'd like to get to know you a little bit. How long have you been in Wrangell?
I arrived in November last year. I think I got off the plane like the 13th or the 14th.
So you're coming up on a year then? Or 2 years?
Yes, and then my wife arrived in January.
Okay, that's awesome. And what is a day in the life of a Salvation Army lieutenant in Wrangell like?
You know, it can vary from day to day. The priority we always have here is people. So while we do have a church and we do a lot of sermon prep between my wife and I and a lot of planning for worship every Sunday, we still have to make sure that there's somebody at the building, the coffee's hot, and we can be here when people want to come down and chat. So it can vary from day to day, but the priority is always the people in Wrangell.
I think that's a really great priority to have. So I asked you on today because the holiday season is coming up, and that can be a difficult time during a normal year, but this isn't a normal year. It's a pretty extraordinary year. So would you tell me a bit about the holiday assistance programs that you have?
Sure. So we have, we are part of the Wrangell Ministerial Association. And for the last, I want to say decade or so, the Wrangell Ministerial Association has been in charge of the Thanksgiving distribution for those who would like a meal on Thanksgiving that might not be able to afford or for whatever reason need the assistance. And so we've kind of spearheaded that this year. In most other places, the Salvation Army is the only one that does it. Sometimes others do it, but as far as a community action, it's usually just the Salvation Army. But with the Ministerial Association's blessing, I've kind of spearheaded it and kind of made sure that everything's been ordered and everyone's been, you know, seen and interviewed so that we can help the most people possible. And it makes it easy if we do it through our building because it allows us to take the applications for Christmas at the same time. And during Christmas, we also help children with toys. So we do food and toys at Christmas and just a nice food box on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And so is that a change then, the being able to apply for Thanksgiving and Christmas at the same time?
Yes, just because recently here in Wrangell, the Salvation Army hasn't been the one heading. So we would be a partner with the Wrangell Ministerial Association, and we would be there for the distribution day. And we would also sign people up during distribution for Christmas. But we talked with the Ministerial Association. We decided that it was probably best to head up one application instead of multiple. Plus, we can still be accountable to all those who donate to both of those in the same way.
That makes a lot of sense. So then there's food baskets at Thanksgiving. There's food and toy assistance at Christmas. Are there other sorts of programs that you have? Is there financial assistance? Are there other support systems that are in place in the holidays or year round at the Salvation Army?
Yes. So we also have, we are a distributor of CARES money from the COVID relief program. And so if anyone has lost their job or having trouble paying the bills due to layoffs, furlough, or anything regarding COVID-19, we have an application process that we can process people through. It's different from it's different from the assistance that's provided through the city. And it's also different from the assistance that's provided as somebody applies for relief assistance programs any other way. It's specific to rent and utility assistance, We also are the, I believe, the loan distributor of Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's rent and utility assistance here in Wrangell. And we also process that. That the requirements are a little bit stringent, but there are people in Wrangell who qualify for that. And it's aside from the COVID relief. And then we also have rapid emergency housing and rehousing possibilities as well through the housing assistance program.
So it basically sounds like there are a lot of programs that the Salvation Army can use to help people out in pretty much any situation they would get in.
We're trying to be that one-stop shop, so to speak, for any emergency situations or problems that people may face.
Totally. So then you've been giving out this assistance. You've been helping people receive food, financial, whatever sort of assistance. But how many people generally come to the Salvation Army or Partners for Assistance in Wrangell every year? And is that looking different this year? Are you expecting an uptick in the people that will come for holiday assistance?
So last year, the Wrangell Ministerial Association assisted 248 people, 248 individuals with Thanksgiving meal. And then last year we did 120 families with almost 100 children for Christmas. One of the reasons we have anticipated an upswing is the COVID pandemic, but also it's been, for some people, it's been a poor year for fishing, which is one of the main sources of income here in Wrangell. And so we're just anticipating that we could have up to 400 individuals at both Thanksgiving and Christmas for the assistance that we provide.
So almost a doubling of people coming in for holiday assistance. That's a pretty significant increase.
That's what we're anticipating, simply because of how it has affected everybody, not just here, but globally, the way things have happened. And so the Salvation Army, from a national standpoint, has kind of said, we need to anticipate double our services this year. If we don't use double our services, we can still, the donations that are collected for it, the money, the food, can still be used throughout the year. But we need to be ready should the need arise for double what we normally do.
Absolutely. It's always good to be prepared. So how can people apply for holiday assistance then? Walk me through the process of what it looks like to apply for holiday assistance in Wrangell.
Sure. Not a problem. All you have to do is call down to our office and make an appointment with us. We're doing appointments on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we're doing them in 15-minute intervals with 5 minutes of cleaning between each one to make sure that we follow our mitigation plan to help stop the spread of COVID here in our community. And you just come in, you bring in a photo ID for all of those who are 18 or over in the house, and proof of custody for any children that are in the house. That can be a tax return, that can be a custody letter, it can be a letter from a hospital or a doctor saying that you're the primary caregiver for somebody. It can be, there are so many different things it can be, and myself and my wife, as well as a couple of very nice volunteers, have gone through extensive training for privacy so that when we take this information, it doesn't go out into the community. Those who come are completely protected by confidentiality, and we take that very seriously. Personally, I take it very seriously due to my personal beliefs on privacy, but the Salvation Army values our clientele's privacy at a very high level as well.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that segues pretty well into the next thing I wanted to ask about a bit, which is just that asking for help can be really difficult. And I wanted to know what you would maybe say to someone who feels apprehensive or embarrassed or a little bit scared to reach out for assistance if they're kind of feeling the pinch this winter. What you would say, how you would maybe reassure them of the process, or just what you would have to say to someone who would be feeling a bit afraid of the process or apprehensive about asking for help.
Right. I will say this. I have been in a position where I was in need and I was asked for help. It's almost 12 years ago now. I was at a point where I was living in California. I had 3 jobs to pay my bills and I was still living in my car. And then I just couldn't do it. And the company repossessed my car. And so I was nowhere. And if I hadn't asked for assistance, I wouldn't be where I am today, I'm pretty sure. But my wife and I both feel very confidently that nobody should feel as if being in need is a bad thing. We believe that we all encounter difficult situations and life is not easy for anybody. And anyone who says life is easy without any context just hasn't encountered their difficult situations yet. And so at any point, someone may need help, and we don't want you to feel like there is a stigma for coming to us. You're protected. Nobody else is going to know. We're just going to take care of you and hope that it is a hand up and that you can move on from here. We provide these programs for those who need whatever it is. And we love it when we have success stories of, hey, I came to you once and I never needed you again. We also love the success stories as, hey, I was a constant member of your food pantry. I came every week for, 3 years and now I don't need it anymore. That's okay too. We just want to take care of people who need it. And there's no worry about whether or not people know, because there should be no stigma in asking for help. And we believe that firmly, which is why the coffee's always hot here. We're ready to talk, and why we don't collect any more information than we absolutely need to do our job.
I think that's a really wonderful and important sentiment. And I agree, reaching out for help can be hard, but can really be life-changing, whether that's on a regular basis or just a one-time kind of a pick-me-up sort of thing.
Yep. I've said this multiple times. My wife and I both feel this way very strongly. If you only have enough money to choose between either getting groceries or pay your utility bill and come to us and we'll give you groceries. The community of Wrangell, the 2 grocery stores in Wrangell, are so generous with what they give us to make sure people are fed that you're not going to go hungry at any point.
Thank you for sharing that. So turning back a little more specifically to holiday assistance, when are distributions for holiday assistance? When does that happen? Where does that happen? How is the pickup process for that kind of a thing if someone applied and was approved for holiday assistance?
So if you're approved, and we usually, it's a pretty easy approval process, but if you're approved, Harbor Lake, Assemblies of God Church will be the distribution point on November 20th for Thanksgiving. And our building, the Salvation Army, will be the distribution point on December 18th for Christmas. We do it a week before for 2 reasons. One, it gives you plenty of time to prepare the food that we provide for you. Thaw the turkey properly, get everything set up. And 2, if somebody falls through the cracks, they forget that they needed to sign up, or something happens where they weren't planning on it and they need to sign up, it gives us a week to completely focus on those cases and make sure that everyone is taken care of.
That makes a lot of sense. So what were those dates one more time?
November 20th at the Harbor Light Church for Thanksgiving distribution. And December 18th at the Salvation Army Church for Christmas distribution.
All right. So say on the flip side, maybe you don't need assistance. Maybe you're wanting to help out to donate to a holiday assistance program. How would someone go about doing that?
Well, you could simply drop it in the mail and send it to our P.O. Box, which is 169. You could walk it in. Or you can donate. We have a couple of different ways you can do it online as well.
Could you say those ways? What kind of ways online can you donate?
So we have our own kettle, Red Kettle, which is kind of synonymous with the Christmas season, the holiday season, to see the red buckets out in front of grocery stores and Walmarts and everything everywhere else. Although I don't believe we're going to be standing in front of the Walmart here in Wrangell anytime soon. But all you have to do is go to wrangellredkettle.org and you can donate any amount that you want to there. And it can be anonymous. It can be it can be by your name. We'll say thank you. All donations to the Salvation Army are tax deductible, which is kind of nice for some folks who have the ability to take advantage of that tax deduction. But those are the ways that we can collect. You can also visit us on Tithe, tithe.ly. And you can just search the Salvation Army Wrangell. That's another way that you can donate specifically to the Salvation Army here in Wrangell. And any donation, whether it's processed through our processing center or it's processed here locally, stays 100% local. We fight pretty heavily for that. I probably spend, I'd say, 1 week a month on the train with our national finance team to ensure that those donations earmarked for Wrangell stay here, because it's a big part of the Salvation Army's belief that you donate local, it stays local.
I think that that's really big, that donations for Wrangell stay in Wrangell. That's a really important thing to know, because you never know. The Salvation Army is a big organization, and it's probably a bit of a comfort to people wanting to donate to know that community funds stay in the community and that they're helping people right here.
The other thing that's important to understand, the Salvation Army being such a national corporation, an international corporation, actually, we're in over 130 countries of the world. We help locally, but we also find ways to bring money from the outside in locally. This year, for example, we've been able to secure over $150,000 in assistance to help maintain the cost of our building so that more of the money we raise locally goes directly back into the community. We like to say that 80% of our money is already going back into the community. When we go look for operating cost grants like we have now, that makes it even more 100% possible.
That's awesome to hear. I'm really glad that you guys were able to get that grant assistance to be able to keep funds within the community. I know that the local government has declared an economic disaster. And I mean, like we've talked about, a lot more people are having a bit more of a struggle year than they would on a normal year. And so it's great to hear that there's more money coming into Wrangell from the outside that can then be redistributed as well.
Yes, and that's our big thing. The more we can get from the outside, the more we can use the money inside as well. And it's not that we won't use the outside money to help. It's that we want to make sure that all monies we collect, we are honorable with, and we use as they were designated to be used.
Mm-hmm. Are there non-financial ways that people can help out also if they want to help out with just generally or specifically with a holiday distribution?
Absolutely. You can volunteer your time to help make sure that we load up everything during those distributions. I know both the Ministerial Association and the Salvation Army would be very grateful of that help. You can also donate items that you would normally have at Thanksgiving or at Christmas. Last year, our Christmas boxes were given in excess of what they normally are. Normally, we try and make sure that the food for that dinner and then the week of Christmas are taken care of. But last year, we were able to give a month's worth of food as well as the Christmas dinner because of generous donations from the community.
That's amazing. That's really, really wonderful to hear. I hope that something similar can happen this year as well. So backing up...
Now, we're very excited for this whole year. Sorry about that.
No, sorry. There's a little bit of a lag. But I guess the last thing I would ask about, stepping back a little bit, is that I'm relatively new here. I've been here a few months, and I don't really know what kinds of, in general, holiday traditions there are in Wrangell. So I guess I wanted to ask, in a more community sense, what you enjoy about the holiday season in Wrangell, how Thanksgiving and Christmas are here, and then also what you personally are looking forward to, things that you really love about the holiday season.
So last year I was in the middle of a move when I got here. My stuff still hadn't come yet, but I was learning more and more about the community. I enjoyed the Christmas tree lighting downtown. I thought it was great. It was a lot of fun. I'm not too familiar with a lot of the traditions that happened during this time, but you know, the ones that I was a part of, the dove tree ceremony, the Christmas tree lighting downtown, Those were great, fun events, and I enjoyed them. I think this year, one of the things I'm looking forward to most at Christmas will be spending time with my family. My wife and I were only married in January, and so this will be my first Christmas as a husband and father, which is kind of exciting for me. So I'm looking forward to that and for everything that that entails, but really, I'm just looking forward to seeing how this community comes together and grows, especially right now.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there anything else you'd want to say to the people of Wrangell to wrap up this? I think it's number 103.
Hey, nice. I'm sure this isn't the 103rd time I've said this, but just in case it is, the Salvation Army is here for the people of Wrangell. We have been here since 1902. We have been in this building since 1970, and we are so excited to be a huge part of this community. Wrangell also holds a huge place in the Salvation Army's history as well. It was the first headquarters when we moved into Alaska. It was the only place that we offered a seminary for Alaska and Canadian natives back in the 20s. And so Wrangell is as deep in our blood as we are in its. And so we're very excited to be here. We want to be here, and we want you to know we are here for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Tollerud.
Thank you.
That was Lieutenant John Tollerud with the Salvation Army in Wrangell.